Unity, the strength and the sure success. All for one and one for all. Unity means solidarity. Yeah. United we stand. Divided we fall.
From the honeybee. Oh yeah. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting episode of the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Proudly brought to you in collaboration with GorillaMedia.co.nz or .nz if you happen to speak proper England. My very special guest today is Howell, otherwise known as Mr. Jupiter 5 on YouTube. Ladies and gentlemen, you can check out his videos. He's a big fan of the man Steve Quayle, and basically he's a big fan of the show, and he's delighted to basically be on, which I don't think is a terribly bright idea, because after all, once you get on the Vinnie Eastwood Show, your career is doomed after that. Welcome, Hal.
Hi, how are you going, Vinny?
You know, pretty fantastic in like several ways.
outstanding. So, I mean, go ahead, Vinny.
I'll just ask you to break down yourself for the audience, and then let's get into some full-on discussion, because you've got a lot of points to cover, and we only have 1 hour with you today, so I say we get into it as quickly as humanly possible.
Sure. Well, basically, like many people out here on or there on Guerrilla Media, I am basically a part-time activist. Whenever I can get time, I usually just spread the word, research the global agenda, and basically just try to share my opinion to as many people as possible.
Relating specifically to...
Oh, well, just basically the global agenda and reining in our leaders. And my personal opinion is the amount of power which these people have, is just basically ridiculous, bearing in mind that it should be the will and the power of the people who should really create and set the agenda for our leaders. But now we have an agenda which seems to be quite sinister, actually, bearing in mind that we have the history books to prove government past agendas, and these people who actually have the power and the financial might to determine the global agenda, they're more of a threat today than ever before. So, you know, as a concerned citizen, you know, I found it my right and also my duty as a private citizen to actually stand up to tyranny, you know, with the global agenda and the plans that appear to be unfolding for humanity.
Mm. Well, you know, it seems to me that when you talk about global agendas, and it's overarching sort of thing, because it encompasses every element of your life. It encompasses how you wake up, how you go to sleep, how you live and how you die. Basically, that's the extent of the agenda. It affects you every single way, every single day, and there is no escape. There's only resistance.
I totally agree. And that's the thing, is like, how much, in my opinion, how much power do we give these people? How much power do we say that we would give these people to determine our futures and our fate as a race? In a whole, because I mean, the thing is that these people have so much power and so much overbearing power in our personal lives now. When do we actually draw the line in the sand? When do we actually stop and say, "Hold on a second, we have a God-given right to be, you know, to be, you know, people who have the right to determine our own future."
Mm. Well, that's the thing about rights. If you don't know you got them,
yeah, you can't use them. Yeah.
Exactly. It's kind of like a thief breaks into your house, okay, and unbeknownst to you, there's a gun in the closet which nobody told you about.
Exactly. But honestly, it is absolutely.
In fact, it's more likely that the thief seized control of the media and blew gun control campaigns out of proportion so that he could come and steal stuff from your house without the danger of being shot.
Exactly. I couldn't agree with you more. The situation at the moment is that there's been scare tactics. There's been this massive propaganda machine which has been deployed by the global governments around the world. And what they've done is basically systematically eroded and decreased until it's literally non-existent the power of the people to basically hold the governments accountable for any of their actions. And that includes gun rights. Gun rights should, especially as goes for America, they should never give up their gun rights. People should be out in the streets demonstrating, that, look, they have a right to bear arms under their constitution, and it is their constitution that is now being attacked systematically like a horde of, ants, on a mound, basically.
Yeah, well, I think we do need to take guns off it because, after all, there'll occasionally be one mind-controlled person who's totally retarded, set up by the cops, who gets accused of killing people. We should probably ban guns just based on the fact that fake accusations are made about retards killing people. That's what we should do.
as happened
in Australia.
Exactly, and that's the scary thing, is that, as goes for New Zealand, Australia, the United States, Britain, and many other EU countries, what we have now is we don't have accountable governments. These governments are actually now, have literally become a force in themselves, a literal tyranny, because what they've done is that once they've been voted into office, they've been read the Riot Act by the globalists behind the curtains, and what we have then is a system where they're told the exact agenda and how this will all play out, and what the masses must do. Is such a situation as the Prime Minister of Australia. What she has done basically is that she has come into office in a minority government. She doesn't have an agenda. And she's basically told the masses that, look, I feel that I have freed. So go ahead.
You can't tell me that the Prime Minister of Australia doesn't have an agenda.
Exactly. The poisonous. Can I add poisonous, Vinny?
The poisonous Prime Sinister, Wicked Witch of Oz, Julia Gillard.
Exactly. I'll get your carbon taxes, my pretty.
I couldn't have put it better for you, honestly. She is the Wicked Witch of Oz. That's the way I personally portray her, because, she doesn't have an agenda. She doesn't have the mandate from the people to actually proceed with such an agenda as to force or impose her personal will or what she's told by the cronies behind the curtains. This is what we will do. And she has decreed like a self-proclaimed monarch that she will proceed with this agenda and destroy the people of Australia slowly and slowly eroding their civil liberties.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of erosion, we talk about carbon taxes and things of that nature, and I happen to live in the only country in the world dumb enough to pass carbon tax legislation.
Oh, well,
go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. I was actually going to say that we're very close by. We're very close to New Zealand's carbon tax agenda. The funny thing is that listening to Question Time just recently, what I've actually heard, which was actually completely stupid, but it's in the globalists' agenda and manifesto that they want to reduce the food supply of the people. Hence, what they are planning to do is plant, which is criminal in my opinion, plant trees on arable farming land. This honestly must not happen. And they're bringing forward this carbon as part of the carbon plan agenda, they're bringing this forward so that they can actually say, look, we're doing something for the environment. However, what they're doing is actually taking arable land out of circulation for 100 years. 100 years. So they're locking in that land for 100 years, which means that we have less arable land to grow food. So when the time comes for us to try and assist our neighbours or other people around the world, we cannot do that because we're growing trees.
Mm-hmm. Hey, well, at least the kids will have something to play on. Oh, wait, there's a bylaw that prevents kids from climbing trees because it's too dangerous, obviously.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. Draconian, honestly, it's really draconian now. It's become almost like the medieval era where you have to basically ask the landlord, which is the local councils or the prime sinister, for permission to basically dig a small hole in the back of your garden now. It is, governments nowadays, the people have to take it, take this case to the parliaments themselves and say, look, we have to rein you in because you've gone far and above and beyond what we have allowed you to do as a people, as a race, as a nation.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, let's say we shut down the parliament of Canberra in Australia and just go, look, you have been very, very naughty. We're not, and you were officially unelected, and you are now going to join the Department of Trash Collection, and that's what you're going to be doing for the rest of your conceivable career, is you will be getting fit by running, picking up garbage cans and tossing them in the back, and then you can jump in later on and we will add you to the landfill. That's what I'd like to see happen. But unfortunately, when it comes to politics, I think it's like scum don't wind up going to landfill. They wind up rising right to the top.
Exactly. And this is what a broken system produces, is people like the Prime Sinister, as you so eloquently portrayed it, the Prime Sinister and the Wicked Witch of Oz, along with her ghoulish ragtag tale of cabinet, along with the other globalists and their globalist agenda, they rise to the top. And also on top of that, to reward them, to add insult to injury, they leave Parliament, when they eventually do leave Parliament, with a fantastic retirement package, and they can retire for much more sooner than any other hard-working citizen of the Western world. Is that right? Is that justice?
Probably not. In fact, maybe public's perception of what justice actually is has become diluted to the point where they literally can't identify it.
Well, I think, what we have actually seen in the past decade is a slow reversal of what morality is and what's right and what's wrong. We've actually seen now not only our Prime Sinister, after she said she would never introduce a carbon tax, and straight away when she got in, she joined up with the Greens and introduced the carbon tax. we also have people like Barack Hussein Obama, who made promises to his people, and said that there will be change you can believe in. And like some kind of demonically possessed person, what he did was the exact opposite to what he said he would do.
It's
so more like accountability. Sorry,
it's
go ahead.
It's more like change you can deceive in, and his re-election platform is change you can beg for.
Yeah, precisely. I couldn't have put it any better than, honestly, it is, this kind of behavior from our politicians must be reined in. And the thing is that what people don't seem to realize is that they have the power. They only need to actually organize and mobilize the hordes of the people of these countries and go to their parliaments, go to their bureaucrats and their aristocrats and those self-proclaimed monarchs, up on top of the hill, and just tell them, look, you are meant to be the servants of the people. It's not meant to be that once you're in office that we are the servants of the government. They come begging with their hands open to us when they're calling for an election to say, vote for us. But as soon as they get into office, okay, it's a betrayal of the people, which is what they're basically doing, is that they're betraying the people, they're going into their own private little agenda and listening to the lobbyists who come from behind and dictate to them, the politicians of the people, what the agenda is going to be.
Well, it just seems that whatever the government's agenda is, it doesn't change with a change of government, you know. It's always the same old Shiite Muslim. It doesn't make patently any real difference. And I believe that maybe this is conceivably the reason why there's so much political apathy in our nations. I mean, what do we have in the United States? 70% of people don't vote. So Obama's got a mandate of 15% of the population.
Isn't that amazing?
You know, and it's not entirely different in our countries. Like in New Zealand, it's not quite so bad. We have about 30% of people that don't vote. I imagine in Australia, it's not entirely different either.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, actually, no, it's quite different, actually, in Australia. We are compelled to vote, and if you don't vote, then there is a fine imposed on the individuals who don't vote, who are on the electoral register.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's completely different. But the thing is that what your listeners and people around the world have to realize is that when the people do mobilize and act, there is very little that the governments can actually do, such as, for instance, the recent legislation, which was actually narrowly defeated in Austin, Texas, with Alex Jones, you know, basically as the elite media said, stormed the building, you know, the house of their parliament. And it's the people like that who actually can determine the agenda. So we're coming up to a break, are we?
Indeedy doody. My very special guest is Howell, or Mr. Jupiter 5, coming as live from the desert surrounded by alcoholics, Australia. We'll be right back.
Black sunrise, shadow coming over the sky. Black sunrise, always gonna be a surprise, 'cause we don't know the way it's going to go. 'Cause we can't see the way it's going to be.
Welcome back.
The clouds rolling in, it's gonna rain.
Oh, yeah. Take some cover, ladies and gentlemen, because it's going to rain. It's going to rain carbon taxes. My very special guest, Hal, or Mr. Jupiter 5 on YouTube is his channel name. You've got a list of topics that you wanted to cover. So what I wanted you to do, Hal, is actually read out that list, and then we're going to run over the items themselves in the time that we've got left.
Sure. Basically, I just wrote down a list of ideas which I think that the public should consider when they think about the government structures. And just going through, basically, you know, if they're talking about carbon taxes, why don't we have an audit of all global energy patents and energy technologies? These technologies really should be released to the people. Forget about the petrodollar. It's about these technologies which they say they want for our future, but what are they going to do about it? I mean, like, should they release them? Yes, they should. The deregulation of taxation, basically limiting the power of the government to infringe on the personal individual or the people, okay? Remove banks and corporations from, you know, the government system, and outlaw lobbyists. So those companies who try to lobby the government to introduce certain legislation and introduce more taxes and more perks to these companies, they should be outlawed. You know, breaking up the states would be a good idea because, in my opinion, if that's what the people want, especially in Australia. See, Australia, if you break up the states, the government has a limited reign and limited power. That may be the case for some of the states in the U.S. where it would be better to have a more of a barter system and more border barter system. Moving on, basically, I would definitely promote people to grow their own food in their own gardens, regardless of what the government thinks. You know, why should these people dictate to people that you're not allowed to grow your own food? Number six would be form a new kind of constitution for the American model on the American model for Australia, without the talked about flaws that's in the Constitution of the United States. Also, things like turning away from civil liberty, you know, the decline of civil liberty. What can we actually do about that as countries? But there is a couple more, but I mean that's just a few of my points which I've made.
Well, you know, I'm getting sick of all these scum, but you know, I wish I was surprised. You know, it's like for some reason, it's like, have you seen the new Terminator movie, Terminator Salvation? You know, I thought I knew our enemy, but that thing makes me feel like I know nothing. And this is what's really started to eat away at me. Is like, I know for a fact that they must have stuff in the works that's just totally unknown right at the moment and just have no idea how to challenge it. And I think your suggestions are actually quite apt, really. I mean, getting those lobbyists the F out of the government, it's not a bad idea. Because after all, what role do they play other than advocating for business and corporations so that they can't have any competition, so that they can't have anybody else challenging their economic paradigm? This is the thing. Lobbyists are there to keep the status quo and to make it much worse. Okay?
Exactly.
Purely and simply. Have a look. You know, Barack H. O'Barry, the commander and joke of the United SSA, is just like, I'm going to get lobbyists. He hired more lobbyists. He even appointed top lobbyists to all the positions of cabinet. For F's sake. and you know, it's the same everywhere you look. I mean, New Zealand Parliament, for example, when the Prime Minister gets elected, he gets to appoint his own unelected cabinet as well. And guess who all of them used to work for? Either private banks or they're members of things like the Royal Institute of International Affairs, or they used to be working for the World Health Organization pushing vaccines, like our health minister, Tony Ryle, and so on and so forth. Every single time, and this is what I believe should really happen, is that another part of government should be unable to appoint people. Everybody has to be elected.
I couldn't agree with you more, Vinny, honestly. The situation has become so infected with these cockroaches all around our parliamentary systems and our government institutions that now the people have to begin to start to rein in these cockroaches and these prime ministers and you know, these governments globally, because it is, you know, definitely obvious that you can actually see a trend here. The trend is to gradually erode the people's civil liberties, to gradually erode the people's choice, and to weaken their position as the sovereign and entitled citizens for a free and open and safe society, or working towards a safer society. These people have created the climate now and are marching and crushing, I may say as well, you know, the civilian populations, or, you know, on the road to our own self-destruction. So what you have in essence is civilization, the people as a whole, are paying for their own demise and their own destruction.
Paying for your own demise and your own destruction, don't you just love that as a concept? You know, you got to hand it to these scum. They certainly know how to manipulate you, okay? And, this makes them incredibly dangerous, of course, because of the fact that, obviously, when they know how you think, they can manipulate you much better. Okay, and what's even more interesting is not only do they know how you think, the reason why they know how you think is because they taught you how to. You know, this is the thing, because it's from the ground up that people get conditioned, and it's from the top down that people get dictated. There's an apex that meets in the middle where somebody's totally brainwashed and totally enslaved and totally loves it at the same time. Now, this paradigm is changing, I believe, as, you know, shows like this get out further and further. And basically, the Truth and Patriot movement is exploding exponentially. And it's like the Hadron Collider of truth out there, man.
You know, I couldn't agree with you more, Vinny. You know, the situation as it is now is basically so infected. Like I said before, we have cockroaches. We have people who are less than worthy of dictating to us the agenda of humanity as a whole. These people, okay, have suppressed deliberately technologies. What we have to do as a collective community is basically say to these tyrannical leaders that, look, we know you have deceived us. We know that you have been the recipients and partaking in this deceptive lie that you call the global green movement and agenda. And what they're deliberately trying to do is to make everyone poor, as many of your listeners probably know already, okay? And if you're poor, you're more reliant on the system, and the time when you need help from the system the most, you will then start to be filtered into the concentration camps and all these eugenic systems that they have basically created. And the America, in general, using America as a prime example, they have all of the infrastructure, all of the police state there, ready to get the hordes of the people in there, and basically, you know, sacrifice the people like lambs. And you know, now is the time to basically say, look, we know what your plan is, we know what your agenda is, and we will stand up to you.
Okay. Well, it seems that if you take the Star Trek kind of thing, it's like us versus the Borg. You know, they're telling us that resistance is futile, but in the end, the Star Trek crew beats them out, okay? It's because they only tell you that resistance is futile because the people that became slaves to the Borg believed them, okay? They believed that resistance was futile, and thus it became futile. We don't believe that because we believe in freedom. We believe in humanity. I believe in humankind's infinite ability to overcome adversity, okay? Doesn't matter how big a disaster. We use the term cockroaches for these scum that run our society. But in my opinion, a lot of humanity is much like cockroaches, but in a positive way. Impossible to eradicate, okay? That's the spirit of liberty and freedom that lives inside all of us. You can't dominate it unless, of course, it accepts it.
I couldn't put it any better, though, Vinny. You know, the structure as it is at the moment, the system that we actually live under at the moment is broken. We hear lots of information about the monetary system coming to an end now. This is coming to an end by design. These people have designed the system to come to an end. And what will we have? We will have civil unrest. We will have anarchy in the streets. Purely on the basis that, look, if you actually look at the facts, this monetary system goes down. You can't buy what you want to anymore. Trade globally ceases to exist. And then what you will have is humanity as a whole feeding on themselves. But it's okay for the elitists. What they will do is they will basically, like cockroaches, go underground to their underground facilities and bunkers, which have been well-stocked in the last few years, and they will leave what's remaining of humanity to fight it out for themselves. So basically what we will have is a road warrior Mad Max society where there's killings and rapings, and eventually, this is what I see in the next coming few years, but eventually what you will have is the remnants of humanity, and they will come up from the beneath the surface and resume control, building the new society in their own image.
Well, it's like, it'd be the image of Satan, really, wouldn't it?
Exactly. Exactly.
I want to bring the darkness to your country. I sacrifice your children to make our gods.
And you know, and all these scum that are in Parliament and everything, they're like those kind of those whinging, whining sort of cultists that you see and you hear, "Oh, Master, please grant us the power of the dark gods. Oh, I want to serve you. I want to grovel at your feet and lick your boots, Master." Oh. You know, it's just like when you discredit and make them into a joke, because that's exactly what they are. There's nothing real about these people. They have sold every single inch of their soul, and they cannot be saved. And they feel that because they have sold everything out from themselves, that they need to sell everything out that you've got as well. Well, if that, you know, these scum think that they can take over my country? They got another thing coming. They're going to have a heck of a lot of extremely angry people on their hands that are extremely dangerous because they're not afraid of death, because they realize what the alternative to resistance is: total and utter eugenic-style frickin' Nazi Germany slavery. Not an acceptable outcome. Death by comparison is preferable. Okay? You can't fight a population that is willing to die to defeat you. That's why the Palestinians still haven't been totally dominated, okay? They're still fighting, even though they kind of get killed 100-1 whenever Israel decides to launch an engagement. But hey, they're still fighting and kicking, even though most of the youthful population, because all the adults have been exterminated.
you know, Vinny, the thing is that what I'd like to say to your listeners is that especially those people who are still on the fence as regards to any possible elitist or global agenda. Can you really say that this is what you want for your future? By their actions, by what they're actually doing today, what they've done in the past, what this has all been drawing up to is this huge plan of a big, massive power grab. What they've been doing is they've been putting fluoride in the water. Fluoride is a toxin. It's a poison. It's been proven to be the case. They use it in the Second World War. They're continually doing this to the populations around the world globally. And what they're saying is it's good for your teeth. But there's new scientific studies and reports now coming out that prove that it's actually causing many, bone deficiencies and problems with your health in general. So, you know, what they've done is that if you have a look at the actual facts, you know, taking time to actually look at the white papers which they've written about eugenics and about population control and population reduction, make up your own mind then. Don't try to think that you know it all and that the people who are freedom-loving and who want to return to a more stable, more prosperous society are telling you lies or scaremongering. This is the agenda of the globalists, and they will continue and continue and continue this agenda until they stop.
Yep, it's kind of like a drunken gambler sitting at the table. He's not going to wind up leaving that table until he's dragged kicking and screaming from it after running out of everybody else's money. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. My very special guest is Howell, live from Australia, the seventh state of Satan. And we'll be right back after the break.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca road, when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca, Mac, with me you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, "Listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere."
This is the Wicked Witch of Oz's theme song.
I'll get you, my pretties. And your little kangaroo, too.
That's my Julia Gillard impression. My very special guest, Howell, Mr. Jupiter 5 from YouTube, joins me as well. Now, you have a few other discussion points to add to our prime ministerial position here.
Yeah, well, basically, there was another few points, such as there was Michael Rupert from CollapseNet. You can actually find him on YouTube as well. He has a video warning, and his basic belief is that the system is due to collapse after the next quarterly earnings report, which is due to come out, because basically with the Fukushima event, this will affect massively the United States and their next set of quarterly earnings reports. So that will be an interesting one to look at, because what he's done is that, you know, he's set himself up in the mountains or hills somewhere in the United States, started to grow his own food, and basically given a general emergency action message, an EAM, to the populace, basically telling them that, look, his belief is that this is the easiest one he's ever called, that the American economy is due to collapse after the next quarterly earnings report. So we'll have to see if that actually eventuates and comes to pass.
It's just people have been talking about this economic collapse for quite a long time, and it's kind of like the May 21st apocalypse prediction. If you keep making these predictions about when it's going to collapse and it keeps not collapsing and whatnot, then when the apocalypse does, it's kind of like the little boy who cried wolf, but global economy collapse, brutal enslavement, like this little boy protecting the sheep. Ah! Fascists are coming over the hill. They're going to try and take all our sheep away from us, and they're going to billy club me. Then all the townspeople come up. Hey, there's no fascists up here. What are you talking about? And then they go back down. He does it again and again. And eventually, as soon as the fascists do roll in, they don't believe him.
Well, there's been some interesting information coming out of the Federal Reserve as well in the United States that even they are conceding that there may be some kind of limited, if not full, financial collapse in the near future. So there are a number of people who are even qualified in the position to say that that is possibly imminent. Now, the thing is that what you have to ask yourself is how much money that America can actually lend or print. Now their money, no one's actually buying their Federal Reserve notes, so the system is actually in a state of collapse. So what they've actually done is they've actually started to raid the pension funds of the U.S. citizens, which in my opinion it should be a hangable offense, because these people are being ripped off every way that that they look. They're left, right, up, down, well, whichever way they look, they're being ripped off. So you can't win in a game that's been rigged so badly. The Americans have no chance to recover, because they keep getting pounded by this farce of a system.
Well, maybe they are stealing everything. I'll certainly admit that. I think it's kind of like the expansion of empires. When the Roman Empire started to collapse, I'll bring that back a bit. The reason why the Roman Empire was able to expand so quickly is because they invaded countries, used their superior military techniques to defeat free populations, basically, and then they stole all of their wealth and then used it to finance their operations, okay? Now, this is basically not entirely different from how the New World Order works. It is that they move into countries, take them over, steal all their wealth, but at the end of the Roman Empire, when it started to collapse, the reason why it was collapsing is because they'd stopped invading. There was basically nothing left to steal, and as a result, they couldn't maintain their empire, because the only way they were able to maintain it is by keeping on conquering and stealing wealth without earning anything, being engaging in total fraud. The difference here being, of course, that the New World Order has the ability to create wealth out of nothing. And as a result, because they can create wealth out of nothing, and every time that they do it, every bit of our wealth as people who actually work for a living gets totally diminished. Okay, that's the real problem here, is that they have an exponential growth platform, which is funny money, basically, you know. And in order to challenge that kind of paradigm, it basically, I mean, it comes back to your original point about kicking the banks out of the government, or rather, the government actually nationalizing the banks and ensuring that no private scumbaggery types are capable of running them anymore. That's what I'd really like to see. And people talk about nationalization, and communists talk about this all the time. But the thing is, if you actually nationalize the bank, then you're not communist, because they believe, and it's one of the main planks of the Communist Manifesto, to have a private central bank. Right? So isn't that ironic how communists don't understand communism?
Exactly. You know, the scary thing is, though, is that we have been led to believe now, especially with the with the cartels, which have been ruling the system for generations now, that there are degrees of fairness and degrees of tolerance. So what they've done is basically said that we're setting the benchmark on what fair is and what fair actually means as fairness. You know, they've reduced civil liberties. They've taxed all of the Western world to high heaven. And they've basically changed the benchmark onto what is actually fair. What I find is that, especially in the, say, Australian Parliament, they use all these words such as fairness and honesty and integrity. But my feeling is that I can't help feeling that this whole system has been, it's like a stage show, that you have these people playing an act like they're enemies. They act like they're enemies, but really they have a script that they're going by, which is basically the globalist agenda. They know where they have to be by certain periods of time, unless the people actually stand up and their voice is heard, such as what happened recently in Austin, Texas, in the United States, where the people actually took back their House of Representatives, the place, the corrupt palace of where their voice should have been heard. They wanted, the TSA to stop groping their members of family and their wives and their daughters. And the moment when it came to the vote, like a slimy little rat, it was one powerful representative from the administration which actually killed the bill in the House. You know, so there are, you know, they try to change the idea and the meaning of what words actually mean in today's society, and they change the goalposts, and then they come on the media and say, "Oh, it's okay. I'm still a fair person, and I still believe in integrity and honesty." But when you look at them, these kind of people, you know, you loathe and you really want to strangle, because the thing is that, you know, we are in a corruptible system, and until we change this system, until we actually take back our governments, this system will remain and intensify and continue to strangle the global population as a whole.
Yeah, and the time is, and always has been, right here, right now. What are you going to do about it, ladies and gentlemen? Okay, all of you listening out to the show, you understand the problem, okay? You don't need to keep listening to shows. You don't need to keep watching documentaries or YouTube videos in order to know what's going on. You already know, okay? Take the next logical step. How do you get this information out to the people who don't already know? And bear in mind that if you take this to your family, if you take this to your friends, you will be demonized. You will not be believed. You will be stigmatized. You will have all of the New World Order mind control programming to deal with, okay? Just because you've been able to wake up to it, because you are capable of accepting the information for what it is as true, unbiased fact, okay? Just because you're able to do that doesn't mean that all the people that you're trying to spread the word to are, okay? Don't get depressed if your friend doesn't wake up, or if your mother calls you a conspiracy theorist. Don't be upset by it. Just don't talk about that subject with them again. Go find the people who will listen, people that you don't know already, okay? Start having street actions, hand out information, hand out DVDs. There are a myriad of reasons to do it and a myriad of ways to do it as well. There is no reason to stagnate. There is no reason to do nothing. Okay, and there's no reason to be afraid of the consequences of doing something, because the consequences of doing nothing are far, far worse, I can assure you.
Well, Vinny, also as well, I just wanted to add, a good idea would be as well, like the mothers' groups, like when the mothers' groups get together, why don't they start talking and perhaps formulate actions which they can actually begin to implement, such as like organized groups of mothers to represent, because obviously it seems like many men nowadays have lost their nerve and are no longer feeling that they have any power. But I think what it takes is also that the ladies and the women who have babies to look at their children and say, what kind of future am I passing on to my child? What kind of future do I want for this young baby, this beautiful baby that I'm holding in front of me? Do you want tyranny? Do you want suppression? Do you want limited liberty in the name of the globalist agenda? So these questions, I think, you have to ask yourself. You can actually, like you said, formulate and make groups up. And every time you hear of some unfair piece of...
Number two, baby. With a little bit of unity in it. My very special guests for this hour, Sherry Kane and Len Horowitz, a.k.a. Batgirl and Robin Boy. And they join us live via cell phone, traveling across the United States via car to their next engagement with the enemy. Sherry, Len, welcome back to the program.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, you know me, guys. I'm always freaking fabulous.
I apologize for having a cell phone. It's the best we could do at this moment.
Yeah, well, look at it this way, Len, Sherry. Your best, even if it's your worst, it's still better than 99% of the other stuff that's out there. So it's all good. Now, we have your new newsletter that has just recently come out, and in it you expose a massive conspiracy within the United States involving satanic pedophile cults.
That's correct. We expose, this has already been done, but we piece together more of the parts. And that's basically where people haven't really put these pieces together. We've done it, and it really had to be done. The reason why we even looked into it again was because these people had attacked Dr. Horowitz, and then when I started to work with him doing research, I asked who are these people attacking you, and then we started researching them, and we kept on researching them, and we really uncovered a whole bunch of stuff here going on. So people need to know it, and somebody's got to do it. And we've been appointed to be the people by God to do it. So, we get a lot of flack from people, Vinny, for that, for doing that. And somebody's got to.
Well, I'd say in the truth movement, the two couples that receive the most amount of attention by COINTELPRO agents would be you guys and also Stuart and Janet Swerdlow as well. Incidentally, both of you are going to wind up. In fact, Swerdlow's going to start doing the first hour of Fridays in about 5 weeks' time when we're going to be doing the Go Ape project. And, of course, you guys will be on the second hour on Friday. So, basically, every Friday will be the most discriminated truth of couples on Earth Day.
Well, and we really want to commend you, Vinny, because there's very few people that would go out on a limb and publish what we actually put out there. A lot of people fear for their jobs. They fear for who they're going to insult. I'd say they'd rather stay neutral. We have so many people within our own contacts that email us back after we tell them, we'd love you to circulate this, please, we need to get it back, this is for the sake of the children. They say, well, I'd rather just stick to my anti-vaccination, attacking Big Pharma and not going there. Well, they don't realize that this is the whole root of the evil. And if you don't go to the root of the evil, then you're really not doing anything to solve the problem. Because anybody can point the finger at David Rockefeller, but we've got to figure out how he's working, how he's operating. He's not coming and knocking on people's doors and threatening them. He's using these low-level people who are, some of them were prior heads of the FBI, but compared to David Rockefeller, they're low-level people, and his cronies to go and harass people, whistleblowers. And it's been going on for a really long time.
Mm. Well, it seems to me that what social proof is, right? It's like when you're saying something and people lie about what you've said, it's a form of social proof that what you're doing is right, and more so than anybody else who would just say something and not say something that's the truth and not be challenged of it. You know, this is the thing. When we talk about this this subject, which in my opinion, one of the most important subjects, if not the most important subject in the whole New World Order field, is the fact that it is satanic cults who have absolute disregard for basically the human condition because they believe it no longer applies to them. They think that they, I don't know. Do they believe wholeheartedly that the blood of the Dark Lord courses through their veins when they're raping children and such?
There's no question about that. These people are gross and despicable when it comes to the standard human values and morals and ethics. We can't relate, and that's actually one of the most risky things that we loving people have that we've discovered is that our greatest susceptibility to manipulation comes out of our naivety that deals with love and compassion and ethics and morals. We think that leaders demonstrate the same ethics, and we want to believe and have faith that the people we elect are engaged on that same kind of level of consciousness. And that's not the case. It's really, really not the case. And there are two ways that they work primarily. The way that they work primarily is by the fear induction and mass confusion. They create mass confusion by deception and disseminating false information about people like me. And this is how Sherry and I got started. Sherry really came to my aid as an investigative journalist saying, you know, Len, you haven't looked for the last 2 years over the fact that Dr. Truot and Ted Gunderson's boys have been attacking you and calling you a Knights of Malta when you're not a Knights of Malta. Why are they doing this? And ultimately why she found out that they're doing this is because they're CIA, FBI, agent provocateurs that actually now in the new release, you see that this is how we the people have been divided like sheep. Bah. We have been literally made to fear each other, that we have been so seduced into believing that there are people that serve us in government. Again, I'm going to mention Ted Gunderson in particular, who was my friend. I believe he was my friend for many, many years. And what Sherry did was expose the fact that he's virtually the gang leader, along with Michael Aquino, who's the Church of Satan Temple of Set director for the United States military and intelligence community, the chief propagandist who's administered MKUltra, and this whole incredible Project Monarch, Project MKUltra, the thing that was called the Franklin cover-up was part of the program, a program of deception. And what is shocking and demanding of the article that we've just now published and is circulating, and I pray that everybody will circulated further, that you'll post it on the internet in various places, so it becomes part of the knowledge base that we the people can then draw from to be able to shed the light of truth and ultimately light of love into the darkness here and eliminate the darkness, because the darkness can't stand the light and the truth shall set us free. And that when you begin to see that this is how we have been suppressed in every which way possible, we've been dumbed down, mind controlled by this fear induction and mass confusion through the mass media mind manipulation, and it's no longer just a theory. We've named the names of the major agent provocateurs who have infiltrated the grassroots, American Freedom Radio Network, Genesis Communication Network, the various alternative presses, and ultimately also the mainstream media.
Now, I had a comment on one of my YouTube videos, and Sherry, I think you can probably speak to this. They said that they need people like me in Fox News, right? And I was like, well, man, if you are working for Fox News and you start telling the truth like I do, you won't be working for them for too much longer.
they really control what gets out there. The people that are the news, the radio, or the television personalities, or the radio personalities for Fox, they get dictated what to say. Most of them don't even do their own writing. Most of them have news writers. The producers oversee it, and it comes straight from the top. They don't allow anything like this to get out there. This would be listed and discredited immediately as a conspiracy theory, and therefore that's what they've programmed into all of the people, all of the mainstream viewers believe that. And that's why the real true message never gets out. In reality, what Fox News is giving is a conspiracy theory. It's actually a twist of reality. It's a take of it. Some of it could have some truth in it, but it's really geared toward the agenda of who's running Fox, Rupert Murdoch. And he's part of it. He's not part of the solution. He's part of the major problem.
Well, you know, and that really speaks to me is that when we're talking about Rupert Murdoch and all of these other people, people don't realize that despite the fact that these guys wear very, very nice suits and go to wonderful fundraisers and things of that nature all over the place, in private, if you're overhearing conversations, they're talking about how there's too many people and we need to get rid of them, and how they're too stupid to think for themselves, and isn't it great how we can manipulate them?
Yeah, that's really what it is. It's a big joke for them, and they've managed to manipulate people. And these people that we've exposed in this article are the gatekeepers. They come into the truth movement, and they basically mix everything up. They create a lot of disinformation. They discredit themselves, and that's why nobody believes what they say. Some of it is only half truth. A lot of it is a lot of truth, but it's mixed in by people who discredit themselves. So no matter what they say, and they give us a lot of truth in there, they'll never be believed. And what they do is when they're not believed, we get pulled down along with them, and we get discredited. So when I was recently filming the Obama vacation, it was in December, and the mainstream media got a load of the story, they wrote an article in it referencing me as, and I contacted them. I'm going to give you an example. I contacted them. This is Miss Sherry Kane, who calls herself an investigative journalist. So I contacted them, and I said, how could you phrase that like that? And they said, well, your credentials do not say that you work for any mainstream media. As long as you don't work for mainstream media, then you're not considered a professional journalist. So we have to word it that way. I was appalled. I couldn't believe that. How dare you?
Well, see, I don't think that you couldn't believe it. It's more the fact that you saw it coming and it just ticks you off.
I saw it coming, but I also, I mean, it's just like, couldn't believe it. I mean, give me a better excuse than that. An obvious excuse. You know, we already know that you people are idiots, but don't give me that excuse.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
well, They need better writers. That's all that it is. I don't know. Maybe there's just a writer's strike, or perhaps it's more the fact that they make sure that the only people that they employ into mainstream media are the type of rudimentary thinkers who have the ability to, who actually are intelligent, but only in one particular way, and they don't look deeper into things. They don't question. And this is the interesting thing about journalism I've found, is that a journalist wields a power greater than any other citizen. It is the power of the almighty question. And I think this is the reason why the mainstream media employs journalists who aren't, in general, questioning people, because then they would actually be able to exert power and dominance over the corrupt, over the elite, via the exposition of them. You know, like, kind of like forcing a denial out of them is just as easy as making them admit something that they've done wrong.
Yeah, I'm appalled at the way I was fooled. I feel like we should all be sad by the manner in which our trust and our faith has been betrayed. And we should be also happy in celebrating the deliverance from that gross deception and the administration mechanisms of how we the people are dumbed down and ultimately killed, intoxicated, polluted, and killed by starts with, literally, before it gets to vaccinations or before it gets to medicines or before it gets to nuclear bombs or weapons of mass destruction. We, the people, are fooled on the grass level by infiltrators that literally discredit everything. Everything. Everything gets discredited. It's this Machiavellian type of Hegelian dialectic technique that the agent provocateurs discredit themselves. So in the process of discrediting, let's say, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, every which way possible, claiming he's a fraud, claiming he's 528 is out to lunch, claiming that he's a Pope-signed Vatican knight, all of this crap is done by people who literally discredit themselves in the process of discrediting others. And that leads everybody to what's called synthesis in the Hegelian dialectic. You have thesis, let's say Horowitz, people think he's a great guy, and then suddenly Gunderson's boys come along and they say he's a horrible man, he's a fraud, he's a knight, and then that's called antithesis. And as a result, you have what's called synthesis, mass confusion, and mass discrediting of not just my person, but also the entire things that we stand for. The 528 musical revolution, 528 love revolution, the whole vaccination intoxication matter. This is how they take out society. And this is how Americans have been enslaved by literally the Church of Satan. I am not making that up. We're not sensationalizing it. The new documentation that we have that is breaking news. This is the first radio show that is giving coverage to the new news, which is breaking news right now, is that a love letter was sent from Ted Gunderson to Barbara Hartwell. They were both in the CIA. They were both assigned to tear down Americans' belief and positive attitude against the government of the United States and officials. Now, you have to, once you realize that, let me repeat that so you get it. CIA operative.
Let's get this into this just after the break. Sorry, Len, to cut you off there. My very special guests are Len Horowitz and Sherry Kane, live on the road via cell phone with this breaking news. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. It's business time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you say something to me like, please don't kidnap me and take me to a satanic ritual room. But I know what you mean. You mean, oh yeah, it's business time.
Oh, the genocide. My very special guests, Len Horowitz and Sherry Kane, join me now from the road. Welcome back from break, guys.
Well, thanks, Vinny. Thanks for having us on. And so the breaking news story is that a love letter was discovered from 1998. It had been packed away all those years. It was sent from the two CIA operatives that I mentioned. Ted Gunderson at the time was assigned to tour with Barbara Hartwell, and they were assigned to discredit the government of the United States. I'll say that again so you get it, folks. CIA operatives that have infiltrated the Patriot Movement, the Christian Movement, the alternative media, were assigned, and in fact, through various mind control manipulations, they were helped to discredit the United States of America and be persuasive in the process. And the people that, as we have now exposed, who are working with Gunderson, Hartwell dropped out when she found out that these people were involved in pedophilia and the Church of Satan. At that moment, she dropped out. That's her story. She's written it about it on the Internet, and we interviewed her the other night on VBS Radio on the Inside Hour. And ultimately, what she did was she became an enemy of Ted Gunderson because she started to expose the camp on Genesis. And Senator DeCamp from Nebraska was the author of the Franklin cover-up that was about the pedophilia ring that disappeared Johnny Gosch and, again, implicates the Church of Satan. This letter states that Ted Gunderson was married to Church of Satan heiress Diana Rively, that he was, in fact, married to her for a very short period of time, 2.5 weeks, but he didn't hold a grudge against her. The letter is there for you to read on the article. The article is currently posted on the web at waronwethepeople.com. That is waronwethepeople.com. Has the article. And has the letter, and you'll notice that the letter, what's particularly incriminating, is that not only does it bring the Church of Satan into the CIA and FBI, because Gunderson was, as Division 5 FBI director, overseeing this Church of Satan intelligence gathering and intelligence disseminating, as that was his post, and that was his operations for the CIA. But it tells you that he lied to We the People. He lied to myself. He lied to all the people in the Patriot Movement. He lied to the Christian fundamentalists who gave him venues. He claimed that he was not married to Anton LaVey's ex-wife, and the letter proves that he was.
And another thing I want to point out is that he had the opportunity to get mainstream attention on the Church of Satan, Bohemian Grove, and these high-profile pedophiles when the Valerie Plain affair broke, where Valerie Plain was actually outed by a White House reporter who was not actually a reporter, who is supposedly, according to Ted Gunderson, Johnny Gosch, the 13-year-old boy, had disappeared. This is him, grown up now, named Jeff Gannon. And Jeff Gannon actually had ads all over the Internet as a male prostitute. So they used these journalist credentials to get him into the White House. He's the person that exposed Valerie Plame. Now, with huge mainstream attention now on all of this, Ted Gunderson, who was out there saying he's there to help the children and expose all of this,
He never used that attention that the mainstream gave to this whole thing to expose this. And so that article now points this out. Because at that time, when the Valerie Plame issue broke, I was not onto the Franklin cover-up. I wasn't there. I was more into the mainstream news. Now that these people have targeted us, we're looking at them closer, and we're finding out a lot of things. So this is a huge revelation for people that aren't aware of that. I know everyone in the truth movement probably was aware of this, but it never made it to the mainstream. The point is that Ted Gunderson had intelligence to make it known outside of the truth movement, and he neglected to do that.
Well, does that mean that obviously when somebody does that, they instantly become a figure of which you should be suspicious? Now, I think in the truth movement, we do have a lot of COINTELPRO agents there, but it's difficult to nut out and nail down exactly who those people are. But this is the difference between Len Horowitz and Sherry Kane from other people who try to expose COINTELPRO, is that the articles that they put out, very well researched and, if I may say so, quite long, because if you want to lay out research that's undeniable, you can't do it in a few short sentences. And because of the fact that you do expose people so entirely, you make yourselves inevitably a target. And I believe that's why others choose not to spread your articles and stuff around and just focus on the vaccines, as you said, is because of the fact that when you do become an accurate exposer of counterintelligence operations, hey, you make yourself a target. Even if you're just part of the link in the chain, you still make yourself a target. And in my opinion, whoever gets targeted the most in the truth movement by insults or getting discredited or whatever. Basically, the more you try to attack somebody, the more credibility, in my opinion, they seem to have. And, you know, Len, Sherry, you guys get attacked probably more than anybody else.
Yeah, that's right. We get the Academy Award for the most discredited.
Yeah. And now the award for the most attacked members of the truth movement. Oh, we've actually got two awards here now.
That's right.
I'd like to thank the Illuminati and all of you out there for helping us to be the most discriminated people in the truth movement. This goes out to you.
Yeah. Yeah, so essentially where we're at right now is, in response to what you said, we've got to think about the children, the children's children. First of all, there are conservatively thousands of children that are disappearing from the streets of America annually. That this child trafficking network, because people have been afraid, it continues. So, you know, I'm getting old, Vinny, and I really honor Sherry's bravery. We've dedicated our lives to telling the truth, no matter what the risk, whether it's a risk to our lives or whether it's a risk to HealthyWorldStore.com with regard to the products that we have lost a lot of customers. You'll read how we were targeted by infiltrators that work with Alex Jones. You'll see that they targeted Oxy Silver to disseminate lies and to steal our stuff. As a matter of fact, we're on the road right now covering a news story, but it's related. There's people that have infiltrated some of my manufacturers from the CIA and Big Pharma to try to steal everything, including the 528 branding that I have been advancing with the research of the top physicists and mathematicians worldwide. We're blowing the entire lid on not just the counterintelligence administration methods, but also Big Pharma, because you see, the Illuminati uses drugs. It's just like in the Book of Revelation, it talks about they deceive the wealthiest men of all the nations using sorcery and casting magic spells. And the root word of sorcery is pharmacopoeia. So these are the pharmaceutical industrialists that cast magic spells over we the people through the mainstream media mind manipulation. And they have infiltrated not just this aspect of my life like we're talking about. We just came yesterday from another court hearing in Sedona, Arizona, dealing with another infiltration by Big Pharma to literally not just put Dr. Leonard Horowitz and HealthyWorldStore.com out of business, but to steal, literally, just like they did with Alex Jones' sponsors from Homeland Security and Federal Emergency Management, medical officials through, I mentioned, I think, I might have mentioned on your program, Clifton Mining Corporation on the board of directors is the top officials in medicine for FEMA and Homeland Security, not just trying to put Dr. Horowitz out of business, but using fraud and deception to try to steal the concept of putting vibrational frequencies into a silver hydrosol to affect healing. And that's what OxySilver did, and that's what I did with OxySilver with 528 hertz frequency. The court case I just I'm coming back from deals with another group, separate from Gunderson's group, we believe. We have no evidence yet to tie them in. It probably will be forthcoming in the next couple of weeks if it exists. But the fact is that we are being attacked because we are at the forefront of literally what caused the assassination of John Lennon. This is the technology to give peace a chance. This is the technology to eliminate the need for toxic antibiotics and deadly vaccination. This is the technology of love, the universal healer. This is the technology to set humanity free. This is the knowledge for the complete emancipation from the slavery and the mind manipulation of the Illuminati. This is why Dr. Leonard Horowitz began in 2007 to be attacked, to be fraudulently libeled, claimed by Greg Szymanski and Dr. Truott. Think of that, the name, Truott. What parent do you know would name their child True? This is most likely an alias. These people use a half dozen aliases. They literally go on the internet under various names. They pop themselves out under various subpersonalities. And most of them, in my opinion, as a behavioral science expert, Harvard trained, they are mind controlled to the extent that they have been, their subpersonalities speak to this psychosis, this fractured personality. They have double or even triple personalities that they then use to express their aliases over the internet, and that's a large way in which they discredit their targets.
Now, to what extent does mind control programs like MK Ultra become involved with counterintelligence programs? I mean, we've had on specialists on the shows who are very, very familiar with MK Ultra, and apparently, very, very high up people are in fact mind controlled. Supposedly, Jackie Kennedy, you know, John F. Kennedy's wife was an MK Ultra kitten, and all of this other kind of stuff. It becomes, you understand, of course, that when we talk about subjects like this, it almost undermines reality in itself, because we've been built up to believe something that's not true. And when we talk about higher up aspects like mind control and things of that nature, which people find really hard to believe, which I find very strange, because hey, we're all under a form of mind control in one way or the other. Even a good parent can mind control their children to a certain extent. But when we talk about this type of aspect to the New World Order agenda, you know, people just kind of instantly switch off, and they're like, it doesn't exist, it doesn't exist. And you say, well, hold on a second. Okay, look, the Germans experimented with mind control all the way through World War II. They called the program MK Ultra. MK is German for mind control. And then after the war finished, they imported all of their top mind control scientists to the USA to work for the CIA under MKUltra, okay? It's that simple. The Fourth Reich is America because the Third Reich got exported.
Yeah, so, Vinny, I applaud the discernment and statements that you made that we're all living under an illusion. That is a very profound, accurate statement. And yes, indeed, it goes directly to MKUltra. And what we're witnessing as the CIA, FBI, COINTELPRO, black op of counterintelligence, of disinformation, of discrediting targets involving Ted Gunderson and these CIA operatives that have been assigned to discredit the government of the United States, to discredit our grassroots activist leaders and potential revolutionaries.
It's basically the whole idea is to help destroy the resistance from the inside out. My very special guests are Leonard Horowitz and Sherry Kane, live from the road, and we'll be right back after this very short break. Final segment on the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the lighter side of genocide, because in a world so full of madness and chaos and Satanists, if you lose your sense of humor, you'll go friggin' nuts. My very special guests, Sherry Kane and Len Horowitz, join us. You know, guys, I've got to say, just love having you on. It's a real honor and a real pleasure every single week, and it's always a great way to wrap up the show for the week.
Well, thank you, Vinny. Greatly appreciate it. Sherry is just parking the car right now. We've got a meeting that I've got to get to. But I wanted to thank you again for giving us the opportunity to share this information. I wanted, again, direct everybody to get the full story online at waronwethepeople.com. If you scroll down from the top menu, you'll see the article that deals with CIA, FBI, and Justice Department, child trafficking, a sex scandal is what it amounts to. So you'll see that link and just click on it, and you'll have the lengthy story with other links that shows you we didn't make this up. And we pray that you'll do what we've asked everybody to do, which is send a copy of this to whoever you have on your heart that you feel can make a difference with this information, and particularly the chief officials at the Justice Department who are engaged with internal affairs. I think if we the people shed the light of truth and pressure for an investigation into this Church of Satan connection to Gunderson and his group, and then I think shedding that light of love and truth, I think we the people stand the greatest chance of emancipating ourselves from this hideous both confusion, the state of mass mind control delusion under which we operate because of these agent provocateurs, confusing all the issues, discrediting all of our leaders, as well as discrediting themselves in the process, and then we could do something constructive, like express a lot more love in the world, a lot more 528 healing technologies such as Oxy Silver, as we've mentioned, and then we'll have a chance of saving this planet from the brink of extinction that we are currently at right now as a species. Vinny, thank you so much. I look forward to joining you again.
Oh, thank you very much. And we've only got 9 minutes left in the show, ladies and gentlemen. You can stay on if you wish, Len, but I think you've got a meeting to go to. And I'd like to just say thank you and leave it at that. And you can check out their articles, ladies and gentlemen, at sherrykane.com and also become part of their affiliate program, Healthy World Affiliates. www.thedarkness.com. Thanks, Lynn. Thanks, Sherry, for coming on the show
today. Thanks a lot. Thanks, Benny. God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. There they go. Now, got a great... you ever heard the quote, ladies and gentlemen, that any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic? Well, I think that any sufficiently brainwashed person is indistinguishable from the enemy. That's the thing, you know, when you're fighting against the zombie apocalypse, what you do really have to take into account is the fact that, you know, the people, some people aren't ready to wake up. Okay, they're just not ready, okay? When I first started getting into this and all of that kind of stuff, you know, my sisters, my brother and my mother and everybody was kind of like unsupportive of me. My dad was supportive of me, you know, God rest his soul. And it's just kind of like now, on the other hand, it's starting to turn the corner. The more you keep talking about it and the more that you keep doing it, the more that they see that you are, in fact, serious, the less denial that they can really bring against you. But however, some of I still have members of my family who are absolutely still in denial, even though I've been doing the show for near on a year, and it's very well clear that I'm not just, you know, talking out of my a-hole. You know, it becomes apparent to me, at least, that I'm not dealing with people's whose love will override their programming. This is the thing. Programming in itself is, I feel, the main challenge to people when it comes to confronting their families with this kind of information, because it is so complex, because the power of information is so dangerous, and it's dangerous in many ways, and not least of all to the New World Order, because they don't like being exposed. They prefer to, you know, no headlines, nobody talking about them on radio whatsoever. You know, so therefore, whatever they don't want, that's precisely what we do want, okay? You know, we're talking about somebody whose goals are absolutely in the opposite direction to any kind of free humanity, okay? Understand your enemy. They don't want you to survive. They don't want you to be free. They don't want you to have any kind of happiness or joy in your life, and they certainly want you to feel isolated. Okay, and that's the most important part, and that's what most people actually call me up, send me messages on Facebook about, okay, is that they're really sad that their family won't listen to them, that they get called a conspiracy theorist by their friends, and they feel betrayed at every single turn. Don't be discouraged, okay? You should expect that to be the case, okay? Expect opposition. You're not doing something willy-nilly here. You are doing something for the world that they will not accept. Okay? As a result, you should expect to be opposed at every single turn. Okay? When you put iron into fire, you keep burning it and hotting it up, it eventually turns into steel. You become stronger with each engagement with the enemy, whether that be a programmed slave, whether that be a family member, they are the enemy, okay? And I'm not talking about they're the enemy like you need to, like, hurt them or destroy them or anything like that. Is that unless they are already a truther, unless they understand the New World Order system, they are not your ally. They can turn on you at any point, and they're very, very dangerous. Statistically speaking, you are far more likely to be murdered by somebody who loves you than by somebody who hates you. Okay? This is the thing. People don't understand that. Is that when you're close to somebody and you try to oppose them, instead of acting like the average person who you don't actually know, they'll actually violently oppose you. You know, vehemently. They do so because, like every brother and sister or any kind of sibling rivalry dictates, they get under your skin hugely. Okay? It is impossible to not react to it. My question for the audience today is, have you, and this is for those of you who have talked to your family members about conspiracy theories and whatnot and been demonized as a result, Have you made an effort to reconnect with them on the basis which you once operated? Okay? If you used to play bridge or go fish with your mother, and as soon as you start talking about conspiracy theories, she calls you a conspiracy theorist. And instead of going back to playing bridge and cards so that they see you as they used to and basically act like your mother again, instead of doing that, you just keep repeating the same conspiracy theories, okay? Now, I understand, of course, just bear in mind, I'm not talking about conspiracy theories in a bad way. I'm talking about conspiracy theories in a good way because conspiracy theories, as far as I'm concerned, literally translate as alternative media, like the truth, okay? If it's a conspiracy theory, then it's probably true, okay? So if anybody calls you a conspiracy theorist, take it as a compliment. Okay, well, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for telling me that I'm the informed one and not a retarded slave. But, you know, I can't help it. I do get angry at these people. You shouldn't, okay? Because they're just mind-controlled zombies, basically. There's no point in hating zombies because, hey, it wasn't their fault that they got animated by a T-virus in Resident Evil, is it? They're just walking around on total autopilots. Not worth your frustration. Okay? It really isn't worth it. My consideration is that if you're going to hate somebody, okay, try to love them instead. Okay? And see how that works. Because I can tell you, and believe me, I'm somebody who does hold grudges. Okay, I remember every single person who's ever insulted me, ever stolen money off me, ever hit me, hurt me, or betrayed me. I remember in very graphic detail. And I can assure you that holding grudges is of no benefit in any way, shape, or form. I still hold them, and it eats me up inside. Okay? And it'll continue to do so until the end of time, I think. I just don't know how to let grudges go. Okay? I don't know how to do it. I've never been able to. My father was exactly the same way. You know? If you start to get into an argument or something, he'll bring up something that you did ages ago that's totally irrelevant to the current conversation. And there's no problems with that, you know? It's just like, okay, I've got a grudge for the rest of my life. Fantastic. I'm just gonna deal with that. Now, I don't know about you, but I want to live a peaceful and happy existence, and I don't want to hold things against people for the rest of my life. I just want to get on with it, okay? It's my life. I don't want to spend the whole time worrying about the elements that I cannot control. What I can control is the people that I love, okay? I can control whether or not I choose to love them. Love your family, love your friends, even if they offend you, even if they get under your skin, because in the end, they're all you really have. You're listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show. Thanks for listening, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you again sometime.